show. You're in the thoughts here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the calling audience. Get your pens ready. I'm sorry. It's been a crazy holiday. I hope everybody had a wonderful Merry Christmas and looking forward to the new year. Get your pencils ready if you're just joining or listening or not quite sure what's going on. Write these numbers down. It's toll free. You can call in for a reading. And the numbers are all over the BBS Radio website and my website, michaelgoger.com. So give us a ring. We'll see where your thoughts are taking you. Toll free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. And toll free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. I'm here twice a week with my show, You're in the Thoughts, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us here twice a week doing free readings for you. I have a very interesting guest and friend today, Allison Bauman. She's probably the best numerologist I ever met in the 40 years I've been in the industry. She's a great reader, great numerologist. She has her own show here at BBS every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Visible by Numbers. And it's a pleasure to have her here again. She's going to be here the last Thursday of every month with me, doing, looking at your numbers and reading with me. So it makes for a good show and some good entertainment. Allison, how you doing today?
I'm doing real well down here in Florida today.
You sound great. I wish I was down there with you.
Well, me too. Hey, I'll pull up a lawn chair.
Right now, it's freezing rain and the wind is blowing.
Is it really?
What's it like in Florida?
Well, it's 80 degrees, sunny, and I got to catch a plane in about 2 hours.
Oh, where are you? You coming back?
Yeah, go back to Pennsylvania. So.
You coming back home, huh?
Yeah, I am.
You got a sweater with you?
Well, you know, I'm going to look pretty silly with my sandals and my winter coat and scarf getting on that plane.
Yeah, it must be a weird feeling going from 80 and sunshine to...
Yeah. It's very cool being by the water. We've been seeing dolphins just up and down, and that's just been an amazing experience. I've been real happy. So.
Great. Was that SeaWorld or out on the boat?
No, actually out on the deck. My sister lives on the intercoastal between... I guess about the Indian shores. And so on one side of her is the intercoastal waters where the dolphins go up and down. And, of course, you can see them on the sea, and they've been all over the place. So
You can see that right
really
from
awesome.
Wow, right from the house, huh?
Oh, yeah. You can sit have your coffee in the morning sitting out on the deck and watch them go by.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Must be nice, huh?
Yeah, it was a big surprise. Beautiful Christmas present to see them. So.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine that? Well,
every day. Can you imagine being able to see them go up and down? Yep.
Every day with your coffee and tea out there meditating and listening to music and all. What a life.
And the energy of the water as well.
Wow, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
love being by the water. It's good for praying and meditating.
Sure. Well, okay. Well, next time I come down, I'll pick you up. And... hey, she runs a 5-star hotel here. You know, I'm telling you what.
You think they'll know him from New York?
Huh?
They'll probably know right away they're from New York.
Well, they're from New York, too. Of course, you've got that city accent going for you, but I'm from New York, you know.
Yeah, but you
well,
blend in.
Yeah, I think I heard a beep, Mike. I'm not sure, but check out. Enough about me.
I'm glad you're here with me today.
I am delighted. Always delighted to be with you, Michael. Number one, because... you are a fantastic reader yourself, and you've got a great show, and you've got wonderful energy, so it's always an incredible pleasure to spend time with you.
Thank you, Allison. And you're showing, your show is doing well also. You got anything you'd like to talk about coming up soon? Or
I think, you know, just I have some workshops coming up in January, course, and I'm expecting this is going to be a major year for me. I feel like, you know, I'm going to have some wonderful opportunities this year. Some things I'm not really ready to talk about just yet, but, you know, as long as I can My goal this year really for me is to just be out there and to be of service and to be out there in a bigger way as possible for me to be able to share what I know with them to help make their lives easier for them. And so, yeah, I'm just
good.
Putting it in the universe's hands, and I'm just going with flow. So.
And see where it takes you.
See where it goes.
That's the best way of doing it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the only way, really.
You know, I understand creating and manifesting and visualizing, but I try not to force it because usually what comes to you is meant to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I believe that.
Yeah, and it works better in a way.
Right. Well, I think when it comes to manifestation, a lot of people ask me about that with numerology, because numerology really is somewhat predictive about the certain energies that are working in your life, creating your experiences. And how does that correspond or correlate to manifestation?
Right.
But the truth of the matter is you, whatever your energy is, the energy that makes you you,
yep.
you are going to want to manifest according to that energy. So
right.
what might be right for someone that, let's say, has an 8 energy, their idea of manifesting something would be a huge paycheck with a lot of money.
Right.
Whereas someone like myself with 7 energy, if I was to manifest my heart of hearts, my greatest dream, it would be hanging out with you for an hour, Michael, or talking to other spiritually minded people, or meeting a guru, or finding a great spiritual book, or having a great meditation. That's
right.
worth more to me than money.
Right.
So I think people manifest according to their energy. And so I really think if you just follow your heart in everything that you do, you're going to create manifest your dreams, really.
True, very much so.
Yeah.
That's why one of my favorites is All Is Well in My World. I think, because, you know, you can really get into this affirmation, the visualization. You can wind up spending 24 hours a day visualizing.
Right.
And
right.
it could take its toll and weigh you down. So I try to simplify things, and I couldn't come up with anything better than All Is Well in My World.
Well, that's really what
yeah.
you want to think is to be grateful for what you have, because when you're grateful for what you have, you're actually drawing more of that into your life. So if all is well in your world, then nothing but wellness will follow you. You know.
Very true.
So
true.
And
then you don't have to use any energy, because everything with me is energy, and I like to conserve it and use it
mm-hmm.
the proper way. And you don't have to target the little details. If all is well in your world, it's going
right.
to go.
Nice.
And then you leave in the universe and spirit options too.
Right.
You know, you're not giving them a rigid visualization to help you manifest, and and you kind of like you leave the door open.
Well, you know, I have a little manifestation story that happened to me recently, and so far nobody believes me. But you know, I had been thinking a great deal about getting and I know this is gonna sound silly, but I wanted a stainless steel gas grill for the deck for barbecuing. And.
Right.
And they were so expensive. I mean, really out of my price range. But I really wanted one. So, you know, quite often I would check the prices to see what they ran, and I would go look at clearance from time to time at the end of the season to see how low they went, and thought about it. Not constantly, but it was just something that I kind of wanted. And I was in the store, I think it was in August, and I was walking down this aisle, and I turned and I look, and here's this Sears stainless steel gas grill with a side burner. And I'm looking at the price tag, and it said $35.
Wow.
And I said, this is not real. And so I flagged down the first clerk, and I said, is this the price of this grill? And the guy said, yeah. And I said, sold. This is so sold. So
wow.
when I got it to the registers, Michael, it cost $25 because it took an additional, I don't know what the heck, off of it. It cost me $25.
Oh, my God.
So when they you know, that's what manifesting is. I want it, but I just don't want to pay that price for
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah, very good. Very
that's
good.
That's one of my faves. That's a
yeah,
recent one.
Yeah, very good. Awesome. It's like a designer visualization. Nice. You got your grill.
I got my grill for $25. Unheard of. Nobody believes me, but it's true.
Nice. That's nice.
Oh, good.
That's good. I like
sure.
the way that works. I believe we got a caller, Allison.
So.
Well, I think that's the law of attraction.
Yeah, the law of attraction.
That's definitely making it work for you, you know?
For sure.
Right.
Positive.
Just believe you're going to get one.
Right.
And it comes to you. Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Heather from Canada. How's everybody?
Good.
Very good.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Heather from Canada.
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Mm-hmm. Heather. Well, good. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you.
All right. I don't know if you ever listened to the show before, but I'll just give you a little bit of a read, and then give you some numbers, and Allison will see what she's picking up for you, too, Heather.
Thank
you. If you can get her to give me her date of birth before you read her, that would be great.
Yeah. Go ahead, Heather.
November the 7th, 53.
Did you say November what?
November the 7th, 1953.
11-7-1953. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
And write these down, Allison, too, because I'm getting some numbers here. I got,
okay,
I got
sure.
11, 7, and 12 for
okay.
Heather.
Okay.
Give you something to
give you something
chew
to
on
go.
While we're I'm reading, all right. Heather. All right, Heather. Let's see. Other than the numbers were given to me right off the bat because I know I want to experiment with them and Allison. So those are your numbers that they were sending me. And I'll tell you, Heather, what's jumping out right at me is your own spiritual abilities, psychic abilities. There's some clairvoyance here. I don't know if you're involved, or you're interested, or you dabble, or you're working on it, but...
Things are changing.
What's that?
There's some things changing.
Okay, I can barely hear you. I wish I had a...
Can I... Do you want me to talk louder?
That's good.
I can talk loud.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that better?
Because
I'm yelling at my end.
Okay.
Just so you know, I don't want to yell on your show, but if you want me to talk quieter, tell me, or if you want me to maintain this level, then I have to yell.
Yeah, well, don't yell too loud words. But there is either is or there will be a something with your spiritual abilities development. I want to pay attention to my dreams too, because I feel like I'm searching for answers or a solution to something.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
And it's going to be given to me intuitively and. I believe in my dreams, so do keep a pen and paper handy, and if anything comes through your dreams, if you can remember it, write it down, because it might be connected to the answer that you're searching, because I keep looking through my third eye like I'm searching for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in my life that needs to be settled or brought back together, and...
That's why I'm calling, Michael.
What's that?
I said, that's why I'm calling. I'm very emotional over something.
I'm feeling that. Is it family or?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm feeling family is really. It's got problems.
Yeah.
Scattered, I'm hearing. They're all, and it seems like. It seems like it flares up and then gets better and then flares up. It doesn't really go away. It's just like becoming an issue. And I feel like I'm stuck because the people involved are maybe pig-headed that don't want to bend or don't want to be the one to submit or just back down. I'm getting some egos in here. I'm getting some untruths, too. And
yes, a lot of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of untruths here and combined with jealousy and gossip, too. It's a shame it got so far out of control.
It's not true. Most of it is not true, and that's why I'm trying to push it to a head.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. I want to go into, I want to say it may be, geez. You know, I feel like as I get out of January, February, things are better, but I do feel them. Improving in the beginning of the new year, almost like the new year itself sparks some unity in the family or the people that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
It touches someone where they want to say, look, enough's enough. Let's bury the hatchet. And it may come through children. Are there children involved in this?
My one daughter has two children. My other daughter has two stepchildren.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. I won't say anymore.
Okay. Now, is it the two daughters are bickering?
It's the one daughter. One daughter feeds the other daughter. The other daughter doesn't communicate. And what happens is things get distorted with their father.
Mm.
And the lies and the gossip are there. And they're doing it behind my back instead of talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah. somebody is going to, one of them is going to go further with this and put an end to it. I really do feel that. Is any either daughter in school?
No.
Or college, or thinking about going to
college? Oh, God, no, they're in their 30s.
Okay, they're in their 30s. Why is this, is either one of them a teacher?
No.
Hmm, strange. And there's grandchildren, too, right?
Yes.
Okay, how old are the grandchildren?
My blood grandchildren, our biological grandchildren, are 2 and 5 and a half.
Something with the children.
Well, because my grandchildren adore me. Mm. My grandchildren absolutely adore me.
Right. If this is going to come together, I really do. I feel like this is... What would make it better?
Love. Forgiveness.
Right. That's what I'm feeling. And somebody... Now, there is someone a little more pig-headed than the other.
Yes.
And they don't back down or they won't let it go. That one there... is going to soften up a little.
Okay. I'm seeing that one tomorrow.
Oh.
And the thing is, I called crying, because I have been crying, and I can't take it anymore. It's affecting my health. The cold that you hear is a sore throat. It's hurting my throat. It's hurting my chest.
Right.
There's been other things that have happened over the last week that have really pushed everything to a head.
Right. And you're going there tomorrow to see this person?
Supposed to.
There.
Unless something happens weather-wise.
Mm-hmm. Right. She is going to soften up. I believe she's the one that's going to start making this better. And I believe it's because of the family, the children, you. It's affecting her heart. She's getting to the point where she could be worked with, because I'm getting stumbling blocks being removed from her mind. I can actually see a hand reaching into her mind and heart and pulling these blocks out. So your prayers are getting through.
Thank you.
Spirit is working on
when
her.
When I called crying... the other day, I told her, "You're breaking my heart. You're tearing me apart."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "It's okay to be angry with me as a single mom, because I was there.
Right.
Your father chose not to be there in your life.
Right.
I was there, so it's okay to be angry at me, but let's move forward."
Yep. I think you got through your prayers and... yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's all going to add up to her breaking down, because you got her. She's really thinking. I really do feel her thinking about love, surrounding everything with love, and letting go. I think it's just going to, all of a sudden, she's just going to come out of it, because there was a hard heart and spirit stepped in. So spirit is working on her. There's no doubt about it. You're going to start seeing her talking more philosophically, more spiritually, more family-oriented. Her mental attitude is going to change. And she's going to, I'm hearing the relationship is going to be proved. The negativity in the relationship all the way around is going to be done away with. She's going to end it. And she's going to enjoy the growth that came out of it, too, because she's going to feel empowered, or like she became enlightened or empowered, or... went a level in consciousness, and it feels good with her. She likes the way it feels, and she wants the family to be whole. She's almost as upset as you are. I feel like all of you are all suffering because of this, and everybody involved wants it to be loving and better, but they just don't know how, and I think that's why spirit stepped in, and they targeted the one that was a little harder than most. So they're working on her. I do feel that this is going to end. Heather, you're going to see improvements probably tomorrow. And with this daughter that you're visiting tomorrow, you're going to see her becoming and acting differently, almost like spirit is speaking through her and healing the situation. So,
well, I told her I can't carry on. I said if we can't move on, that she's tearing me apart, and it's affecting my health now.
Yeah, Sure. I know. I can feel that. I can feel it. And you're becoming more and more confused, and it's taking its toll on you. And she knows that. She's going to see it tomorrow, and she's going to feel it. And now, believe me, she wants us to get better. It's just a matter of facing it and having the courage to take the first step. And once
her her husband is a bit of a hothead. Is he going to be one that's going to help it get better, or is he going to make it get worse?
He's going to stay. He's going to take a neutral approach to this. Is he working?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. Something major is happening in the financial realm with them, too, which is going to add to this, which is going to help it get better. And I feel like he's going to be very busy and working harder and more than he's ever did in his life, because I feel like it's exciting and the money gets better. So you got some allies and some good things happening here. I think he's going to take a neutral approach, and he's going to let his wife do what she wants to do, because it's her family and her situation. He's going to take a backseat to this. And I think this is all coming to that the tough daughter getting softer in the heart and in the mind. He sees what it's doing to her. She's crying just as much as you are. I believe she really is.
Yeah.
I believe she, as tough as she acts, she actually is probably crying herself to sleep.
Yep. That's
so,
when I called and he said she was crying.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. They're showing me a lady laying in bed crying herself to sleep, and that's your daughter, and it's the one that has the power in her hand to say, okay, let's just love each other, and you're going to see that happen.
So it's to my benefit to continue to go there, because I'm afraid that it's going to totally sever tomorrow.
I would go with an open heart.
Well, my heart.
And be as loving as possible.
Well, I am. I'm a very loving person.
Yeah, and keep praying, because your prayers are being heard and they're being acted on. Because blocks are being removed.
Oh, thank you.
So they wouldn't be showing me this if it wasn't happening.
Do you see a financial change coming for me, Michael, like something that I'm not expecting, like an inheritance or an increase in my finances through something unknown? Because I'm getting something's coming to me very soon, and I don't understand it.
No, all I'm getting is the family...
I might be able to help with that. Issue.
Yeah, I'll let Allison go to you, and she can give you a fresh approach to what's around you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Heather. Go ahead.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Allison.
First off, Mike, one of the three numbers that you gave me, of course, her name itself vibrates to the 11. So that's the energy of her name. The 7, of course, comes in with a birthday. And I think the 12 has something to do with some of the challenges that she has in life. But, Heather, let me just talk to you for a second. And when I look at your energy, and mind you, I'm just looking at the date of birth because I'm not looking at your name. I can't really look at your full chart on the radio, but I can look at this much. When I look at your energy, the first thing that I know is that you're a very old soul, and this lifetime is about completion for you. There's something in the evolution of your soul that is being worked on in this lifetime. And I'm also going to tell you that you're a spiritual teacher. There's a lot of spirituality around you, not only in your own personal energy, but certainly as you've gone through life, it's surrounded you. And I have to say that your childhood itself was probably not a pleasant childhood.
No.
And it was a difficult childhood. And you yourself may have had a nemesis or someone who was in your life that... on some level, you became the victim. On some level, you were the person who was in need of love, in need of compassion, in need of empathy.
Yep.
And part of that experience, dear, in your childhood is really tools that you were shown and given so that later on, as you move through life, you have access to this love energy, this nurturing, this empathy, this compassion, reaching out for those that are in trouble, the weaker brothers and sisters or those in need.
Yep.
And so you have to understand that for you in this lifetime, this is about you giving love. Giving love like Christ, like God gives love, which is not expecting anything in return. To just simply give it, because it's part of who you are. And you have to give it without reservation and not expect anything in return. When you do that, your life becomes easier. when you give love and there's strings attached, your life becomes more difficult. So one of the things that you really have to do is just be the loving, caring, beautiful person that you are and give love and not expect anything in return. And this is not letting go of judgment. This is letting go of all of those things. It's just giving love. You have to let go, because one thing with your energy, your nine life path, you have to let go of past hurts. And God knows in your life, it probably reads a little bit like a country western song. My husband left me, my best friend, you know, my parents.
Oh,
you know,
you're pretty
like,
close.
Oh, Lord Almighty, nobody's sticking around me. You know, it almost seems as though you have this, you think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I keep something permanent in my life? Well, really the truth of the matter is you're a spiritual teacher. And when people come around you by your thought, action, and deed, you're teaching them something. And when they're done with that lesson, it's time for them to go. And they leave your life, do you understand? And you're just there to give love and to teach and to be who you are and not expect any in return. And consequently, nine life paths, quite often, they've got a long list of people that have come in and out of their life. Now, I'm going to tell you the one thing that's really important for you, my dear, is I would like to see you spend time in meditation. And that is the place where you go and you learn how to do it, and then you work on you. And a lot of letting go of these past hurts that have come on, that you've got, that you're carrying around with you, that's a lot of baggage. Get rid of it, because you'll be a happier, lighter being if you let go of those hurts. And also in meditation, finding that place of peace and that place of harmony where you really, that's what you need. You need your quiet time. You do not need the drama, but it's all around you.
I know. That's true. So true.
And you're very psychic. Very psychic. This phenomenon is around you. You've seen things. You've got your stories. I know you have. Very empathic. You read people's energy. You're influenced by their energy. I will tell you that you do not see yourself as being as beautiful as you are. And maybe sometimes you even stop. You don't. Your voice shuts down.
Yes.
Meaning you don't say. You keep quiet. You don't want to be the center of attention. You try to shove a lot of those emotions down you. You try to keep quiet about things. But I want to tell you that you're a beautiful, magnetic. Just smile a beautiful smile. If you smile a smile, you're going to find that you're going to feel better. People are going to react to you differently. I want you to start thinking in terms of yourself as being a very beautiful, magnetic person, because you are. And I have to say, I agree so much about the dreams, what Michael said. You're a seven. You're going to get those prophetic dreams. The untruth that Michael was talking about, there's a lot of that in your chart. I mean, secrets and lies, really.
Yeah.
A lot of that goes on in your chart, okay? But you have to let go of all this. Don't judge. Just go, whatever. And stop giving people power to hurt you. You know what I mean? My biggest advice to you is if somebody says something to you, you have two choices. You can let it devastate you, or you can take a look at the source and say, you know what, I know who I am inside, and that's really all that matters.
That's where I'm at.
And you need to take the power away from them to hurt you. Don't give it to them. When you give it to them, you technically are allowing yourself to be hurt, and I don't want to see you do that. Now, I do see a big improvement for you beginning as January comes in. I believe that there will be new beginnings and new opportunities. This year has been especially painful for you because it is a nine year. And with that being said, what happens is, you know, there's things we have to let go of in our life, but we don't like change. And sometimes we need kicked in our hiney to make those changes in our life. And this includes relationships. This includes things that we allow into our life. This includes even allowing people to hurt us. And we get kicked in our hinies to make these changes. And next year is a year where you're going to feel this has been the year of seeing what's wrong and knowing you've got to fix it and change it. Next year is the year when you're going to make those changes, begin new beginnings. And this also means with your relationships and your family. So I want you to think this is a difficult year no matter who you are. If you're in a 9 year, it's a tough emotional year. The good news is when next year starts to come in, you have a much lighter vibration coming in. It's time to fix all this stuff. You're letting go this year. Next year, it's new ideas, new ways to do things. And just try to think really positively that you can bring change into your life to make your life happier. Okay, Heather?
Amen.
Is that helpful?
Amen. I've What it's about is, you know, being at peace and
exactly
being on the earth to do the mission and job we were sent here to do.
Right. You'll be fine. Just try, you know, work on that realizing of letting go of past hurts. You don't carry that baggage with you. You don't need that baggage. Get a mental garbage can and start putting that stuff in the garbage can and letting go of it, okay?
Thank you.
All right, dear?
Michael, can I make one more comment before I hang up?
Sure, Heather.
My cousin died a week ago, and I had predicted this back in September, and that has really, I went through a very angry phase over the last week of not wanting to have the ability to pick up on this type of, I don't want to call it a gift anymore right now, it's more of a burden. That has set off reuniting with family members that everyone had sort of been at different ends of the spectrum or behaviors, and having to face this one and that one, and it feels like there's a major healing. It's almost like the cousin that died is bringing everybody together for a major healing. I wonder if you can comment on that.
I believe that was part of, they were very aminent about getting out that this is being handled by spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be an overcast of everybody that's involved. And there's a lot of spirit involved here because they were, like I said, I was actually seeing a hand that was reaching into her heart and taking blocks out. So, was it an older man that was a businessman?
He was 64 years old, but he wasn't a businessman.
Okay.
64, and his daughter and I became very close because we do Reiki together, and she asked me to Reiki her father, and I picked it up. I confirmed what she was already suspecting.
Okay.
And then when he died a week ago, Friday, so I've gone through funerals and stuff like that, that's when I lost it with my own daughter, and I just said, you know, I can't go on like this. It's either going to be a positive relationship or it has to end, or be put on hold because it's tearing me apart. And with the family, it is a dysfunctional family, but it felt like it's time for everybody to get on the same page,
right,
or we need to permanently go in a different direction because it's not healthy. And when it's not healthy, you have to decide
right
if it's right for you or not.
Right.
Heather, that's the year that you're in. You're in the 9 year. That's what it's all about. That's what I was saying.
Yep.
It's letting go. It's making changes of what no longer serves your highest and greatest good. And you're right on track with your
right
thinking. Even what you're saying right now is classic 9 energy of the year. So you're just doing what needs to be done. Okay?
Thank you so much, you both. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
You too.
Thank
good
you
luck.
Heather, was he involved in sales or communicating?
No, I would have to say no, he was not.
What did he do for a living?
At one time, he worked for the post office, but he's had a lot of emotional issues and health, mental issues from a very abusive childhood.
Okay.
And so we've all sort of gone through this abuse because of our parents and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been, I guess you would say, getting Reiki, and we've been trying to send him white light and trying to help him. And his passing was very, very quick, and so we feel that that was the purpose. But what it did, because of the dysfunctions, it brought together someone from my past that had abused me sexually, and I had to rise up, like you talk about letting go. I was very cordial with this person because I understand forgiveness and love.
Right.
And so what you were saying about my cousin, no, there, I don't know about communications. I don't know.
I think it was the post office at one time because I feel like I was dealing with a lot of paperwork, and sometimes they use mail as communication. Was his initials A or L?
Yep, A for sure, part
okay
of it.
Because it's him. He's throwing me an A, and he's saying I'm part of the conversion. It's not just him. You got quite a few things in spirit. Your spirit guides are working on this. Your angels are working on this. And he is there, too. He's in the middle of it. So the biggest thing of your reading was spirit is interceding here and working on making this better. So, and it's going to be with softening the hearts with everybody involved, especially the one you're going to see tomorrow. So,
well, my heart's hurting. And if it continues, I'm concerned that I'm going to end up in a hospital with having some kind of a health issue.
Well,
and
when
that's
you get,
why it has to stop.
Well, go tomorrow and act like it is better and take it from there and see how it goes.
Amen.
Because you got a lot of help.
Thank you.
Spirit help. So you good luck with everything, Heather.
Thank you.
And take care of yourself.
You too.
Take care.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to your Inner Thoughts. I'm here with, my name is Michael Goger, and I'm here with Allison Bauman doing readings for the listening audience, the calling audience. Allison, there's a lot of pain in the world.
Yes, there is.
You know,
also,
I...
Someone like her, when I look at her chart, I honor the incredible, what she undertook in this lifetime. You know, that's a very high vibration there.
Right.
Very spiritual, a lot of growth, soul life.
Right. Especially around this time of the year, Allison.
Sure, sure.
I do readings like continuously. I mean, dozens and dozens of readings. And this time of the year, it's so difficult because of the family thing. Family and finances.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm finding that the weather and just the seasoning itself is adds to the problems that I'm facing with other people.
Sure, absolutely.
I think we got a caller. How you doing, caller?
I'm doing just fine. How are you all doing?
Chris, how you doing? you're back from your travels, huh?
I'm back, and I'm really
good.
Cracking the whip on myself to get progressing
good.
Here on all these projects.
Good, good. So you had a good time. Everybody's all right. And,
oh, yeah.
And you're listening to my show.
Listening to your show, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So let me give you a quickie, and then Allison can give you some wisdom on the numbers.
Can I just get her date of birth first?
Yeah.
It's 9/20/52. Old enough to know better.
9/20/1952. Okay, old enough to know better. I gotcha.
Okay. And you can write down a 2, a 5, and a 10.
I will.
Yeah. Well, what's that all about, huh?
Okay.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Okay. Chris, let's jump into your reading. You're familiar with me reading, and I'm moving kind of slow today. I got the holiday blahs, I guess, maybe.
Do you have the hangover from Christmas dinner?
Yes, I was going to say, I don't drink, but man, did I eat.
It sounded like a wonderful dinner.
Chris, I couldn't move.
Oh, then you're doing what we're all supposed to be doing.
I moaned all night long. It was...
Here.
But anyway, it was a good night. We had a good family thing going, a nice meal, and... Norma is one heck of a cook. So.
Oh, beautiful.
Maybe I should drink, huh?
Well, I think the dinner is invigorating.
Yeah,
it is. Intoxicating.
It is. And then we like to watch a movie.
Oh, what did you watch?
We watched Chevy Chase, the Christmas there, Christmas Vacation.
Oh, how lovely.
We watch it every Christmas.
Oh, fun.
It'll make you laugh. Laugh is good for a full belly.
Oh, gosh, yes. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. yeah, right? I'd make a good Santa. Okay. Chris, let's see what we got here for you. I got a lot of guidance and advice coming to me, that's for sure. I feel like a group or an organization is going to... kind of step in here. It's almost like I'm going to start getting guided or help from, like I caught the eye of an entity and it's going to want to know more and then kind of like guide me or advise me. I feel like it's business, so this is a good sign for anybody that's out there creating or trying to get something done anyway. Let me see. Yeah, it's a definite group. They're showing me a group of people. And within this group, there is this structure and format and certain people have more power than others, and those people are like pulling what you're working on into their realm. So I really do feel like he caught the eye of either a business or people that are involved in what you want to get going. But you got some good stuff going on here. A lot of a possible move too, Chris. I feel like you're manifesting a move. It's either being talked about or thought about, or you're starting to see some evidence come to you that's going to show you signs that this is going to be happening. Because I'm getting a split from where I am, so this is very strong around you, Chris. I don't know if something came through or. But I'm pretty sure as you go into the new year, probably by the end of February, you're probably actually making plans to move or getting ready to. So
right. Keep
that in mind. I know you want to go to the man thing because they're showing me man stuff. And for some reason, I'm pouting with him. Is he having a hard time with the holidays or something? Or
something came up recently. And
yeah, did somebody pass with him or in the family? Or
that's always possible. I haven't heard of anything yet, but that's always possible.
Okay, I feel like there was something in his arena, family or past, and there was a split or somebody left or something happened and it kind of like jolted him a little bit and it's staying with him. So if he's acting funny, I feel like it's something in his private past or his family life. So there's something going on there.
Okay.
So you might wind up having him say to you, something happened or there was an incident and he wanted to talk about it. So be there for him. And there's something, too, with property and money being separated or dispersed or shared out in his realm, too, somewhere. So he might have something going on, not only family-wise, but it might involve property and money.
Okay.
You might hear him talking about this. So, and I feel like it's kind of got him upset or his mind's on it. So if he's acting strange, maybe there is something going on that was thrust into his lap, and he's got to deal with it.
Okay.
I feel like this goes on into January. The reason I think they're showing this to me is because he's going to be preoccupied emotionally and mentally. He's not going to be like his old self. He's going to be acting different, I'm feeling. But in a way, I feel like it's good for you because it brings him or opens him up to you.
Okay.
Or brings him closer, almost like he needs a shoulder to cry on or advice from someone. And I feel like he turns to you.
Okay.
So sometimes somebody's unfortunate could be another person's blessing. So in this case here, it's sad that he's going through this, but at the same time, I believe it's going to bring you closer together. And make the bond between you stronger. And I do see the bond between you's improving, too, once he gets through this. I don't think he does well with the holidays, either. They're pointing to that for some reason. And then I'm also feeling like probably, I would say, like, by March, if you guys are still together, which I feel you will, the relationship is more what you want, more what you would like to see. I would say by March, okay? And there's also some invitations coming here. I feel like I'm going to a gathering of some kind, and it's with him, and we're there as a couple, and it's a good feeling. And I'm proud of it, and I'm not bragging about it, but I'm relishing in the feeling of being there as a couple and being happy. And the people around us, it may even be like somebody's wedding or a housewarming or an occasion of some kind that brings you guys together. So, let's see here. you know, they're pointing to him. It could be a relative having a celebration of some kind. You just got some kind of gathering that you're going to be invited to, and you guys are going to go and do well there. It's going to almost like be the beginning of what you'd like to see and the way you'd like it to be between the two of you, because I know you've been through a lot, and you're probably wondering how things were going to go and which way they were going to go. So I feel the man thing turning around, but you got at least, I would say at least 5 more weeks of some moodiness and back and forth, and then you're going to start seeing it improve. So I'm jumping ahead here for you, because I know he's going to be dragging around a little bit with the new year and the beginning of the new year, but he slowly and steadily comes out of that. Let me see. Something good with your son, too. You're going to be hearing, you got some good news coming about your son, but I don't want to go too far in because I know time is limited here and I want Allison to talk to you, but you got some good news coming about either both sons or one son. Something good, a break or a blessing of some kind. Good news I'm hearing. Good news is coming to you with the sons. They're pointing to the sons. And money in business increases. No way is it going to slow down or get lost. It's going to increase and expand. So you're doing good there, too. So listen, go to Allison and see what they got there.
Well, big hug to you, you big psychic teddy bear.
Oh, how cute, Michael. I'll remember that. I'm writing that down.
You're so over the airwaves. I love it. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. I hope I helped you.
First off to you, Michael, you know, a lot of the things that you talked about had to do with those numbers that you gave me in the beginning, too, usually has to do with romance. You've mentioned a move, so the 5 definitely has to do with being offered change. And the 10 has to do with positive things, good karma coming around. So you mentioned all that in when you read her. And I was kind of sitting here, and you started talking about that move, and you were kind of getting ready to give a date, and then you said February, and I kind of laughed because her February is a 5 month, which would mean she will be offered change, you know, in February, which that's right in alignment. And you mentioned romance and her relationship in March, and that's a 6 month, and that always is working on your relationships, improvements in relationships, deepening of commitment in relationships. So it's amazing to me, sitting here side by side and looking at her energy through the numbers, and you, of course, are reaching her energy through your psychic abilities, and we've both got the same information sitting here, so I find that absolutely fascinating. But let me just give you a real quick here, Chris. I do think, when I look at your numbers, I do feel that at the beginning part of your life, that on some level, I feel that there was a suppression of you, whether somebody dominated over you in some fashion, or you've had to struggle your way for your independence, knowing who you are. You've been working on some issues of self-love and self-worth, and also realizing what you're capable of doing, setting the bar higher maybe, because that's a lot of what's showing here. Because you're a very independent person, very creative, very innovative, very original. You know, you don't want to be like the other people, yet there's part of you that's very psychic yourself, very intuitive. You read energy with people.
Yeah.
You know what they want without them saying it, that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
So you're very, very psychic all in your own little ballpark, I'll tell you that much. And so, you know, you kind of got to look at those two energies because they're very different. One is independent, it thinks about the self, and the your birthday number is saying that you also are very much influenced by other people's feelings and thoughts. So that's kind of, you may wake up some days wanting to rule the world and other days, you know, you don't want to have any part of it, so I think it's a little bit of a crazy energy there. But I do know that there's been struggle for you early on in life. I mean, I would say, I don't know if you had somebody that kind of told you what, you know, where to go and how to do it, and or maybe somebody that suppressed you or dominated. You've been working on your self-worth and your independence most of your life. When Michael was talking about that money, this is a time in your life, your last pentacle definitely, will want to bring abundance to you. And it will want to bring and let this flow in your life. Important for you at this time, you keep yourself challenged. You keep setting goals. Don't get lackadaisical in that area. Even if in retirement, still set goals, set things to achieve. That's very important for you. And also working on yourself on all levels, which is physically, spiritually, and mentally as well. Keep everything in balance. It's a time of your life from now until you leave this earth with the karma as well. You're going to reap what you sow. You sow good things, you're going to reap good things, and you can just take that to the bank. Next year for you should be a more positive year for you. Michael mentioned creativity, and it is a year to be creative. Also a year for manifesting. I mean, you should be able to visualize what you want. You want to think very positive next year. You want to see it in your mind's eye. Even in creating physical things as well, whether it's writing or spoken word or anything along those lines, next year really would want to support that sales. If you wanted to sell something, that should bode really well for you next year as well. So that would be part of where I would want to go with you. Does that make sense to you, Chris?
Oh, completely.
Okay, wonderful. But do work on your self-worth. I do mean that sincerely about you working on you as a person, work on, how you feel about yourself, stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm wonderful, I'm great, and look at all the positives about yourself, and don't let anybody tell you any different, because confidence is a choice, and you need to really work on your confidence in yourself, okay?
Absolutely. And
okay.
It's there, believe me. But we can always use more.
Well, you keep, you really are a natural-born leader, although you're a sensitive leader, so that's the two things to keep in mind.
Yeah, thank you, Allison. And
you're welcome,
dear. Thank you, Michael. And Happy New Year to you both, you angels. And I better get off so someone else can get in here and enjoy the good energy.
When that, I didn't want to stop the reading because Allison was doing so good, it sounded so great, but we're not airing. It's not being broadcast.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know if Don knows it or not, but I'm getting like dozens and dozens of DMs and emails.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Are you
okay,
doing a
well.
Show?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I am so sorry.
It's the spirits. I can feel it.
Well, you know what? If you can help one person, it doesn't really matter if it's getting better.
That's right. That's what
it's
I figured.
Good.
So,
it's all good.
You know, and we helped, what, 3, 4? So we had a good time.
Yeah, it's good.
And there's the archive, so.
Right.
That's a good thing. But well, anyway, I don't know if Don knows it or not, but it's 5 of anyway.
Is that, I was going to hang up and call him, give him a quick call. Sometimes when I listen in, I will, sometimes just give him a quick call and let him know, that the show has gone off the air when that's happened.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't do well with radio. It must be my energy.
You knocked yourself off the radio.
It could be just the radio station itself, that the eons or whatever, and
yeah.
And it is the new year coming in.
The weather or spirit guides.
Yeah.
Or I think they're trying to tell me something.
No, it's not you. I mean, it's very important that you all be out there. I mean, you. I was listening to the caller before, and I know that was a tonic. That was just a saving grace. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's a shot in the arm.
That's nice. All right, then. Well, anyway, it's 5 of, and they like it when we hang up, so I'm going to say goodbye to you, Chris, and
we'll talk soon.
Allison, it was a pleasure. I had a ball.
Bye, everybody.
Always, Michael. Always a pleasure to be with you.
I always do, and...